I grew up singing in choirs. I started when I was 5 singing with Mary Haffner's chorus. So there's a lot of gospel, jazz, Latin fusion, contemporary kind of music. And then as I continued to perform and I went to art schools, you know, by the time I was 8, 9 years old, I was doing shows with John Denver, Maya Angelou, James Earl Jones, you know. It's just that kind of way. And for me, it bit me, and it's just what I always wanted to do.
Some singers fall in love with gospel, or they fall in love with funk or whatever it is, but with you, it's all of that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I think as my parents were really into music, and I had an uncle that was in a local band here called Haze, so like musicians are always around me in all different styles, and so at the end of the day, I kind of just put elements together that I liked and found my own sound.
Your song, Runnin', references some of these formative experiences.
I had wrote that in my car parking, or in a parking lot, in the car when I was on break, when I was working a job at directory assistance years and years ago. I was probably like 20 or 21. And it just kept coming to me, like the hook kept coming to me. And so I just wrote it down on a napkin and went home and recorded it on Fruity Loops on a little program on the computer. And basically the rest is history. We recorded that 4 years ago. And it stands to be one of my biggest hits ever. it's just about my life. It's about the trials and tribulations and the things that I went through to get right where I'm at, and all of these things that kind of made me spiritually fortified so that I can take whatever comes at me in the future because of the things that I dealt with in the past and the way I dealt with them.
Can't escape from my life.
Speaking with Paviel, and that's your song, Runnin'. There are so many songs out there. Why continue to write songs?
Just so that I can speak for myself. I am one of those kind of people. I play covers because that's a part of the game. But I don't play covers because it's part of my heart. And that's why when doing the covers and choosing those, they have to be my favorite songs. They have to be things that I've sang my whole life, that I would sit and sing at the records while they were playing and sing with the singers and stuff like that. Because I feel like we should speak for ourselves as artists, and nobody can speak for me. You could write a love song and it could speak to me, but it won't speak for me. And there's things that I feel like I need to say that will relate to other people.
What are you singing about when you sing I Miss You?
I'm singing about my mother and father. I lost them both 7 years ago, both to cancer. And so at every show, I always call upon them because I'm very spiritually rooted like that, where I call upon my mother and father and my ancestors to be with me to go through this show so I can bring the light and spiritually heal people from the stage. It's a thing that I do, and it's just a way to honor them. It's a way to bring them up and keep them alive and keep their memory alive forever.
Daddy, I wish you didn't have to suffer that way. But I know you'll see a brighter day. I hope you and Mama are somewhere together once again to feel true happiness. Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to get you to talk about the special kind of energy that is in your shows and the thing or the things that make people in many different types of venues, some with a jazz background, some with a classical music background, want to come back and see you again.
The energy that my band and I have when we're on stage is uncanny. Like the things that we get into and how we let sounds morph and how we play and we have fun, you know, and so we connect with the audience, we connect with the bartenders, the patrons, the servers, everybody in the room is connected. And that is just something special that we do, is that we make it for the whole room, we make it for everyone. And when you come to my shows, you'll catch every demographic, you'll catch all kinds of ages, all kinds of colors, creeds, races, like everybody, it doesn't matter. You know, we've done shows for kids, we've done shows for yoga retreats, we've done a little bit of everything, and it's just because of the energy that we bring. We come to party, we come to play music, we come to love, and we come to heal.
Why did you write Sometimes You Wanna Be?
I was just feeling a certain kind of way. I was feeling like sometimes you just want to be loved, you know, and you don't have to explain yourself. Sometimes you just want to be loved. Period.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to be loved, baby. La, la.
Pavel performs at Crooners Friday night, June 29th at 7:30 p.m. For information, Pavel is on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Sometimes you wanna be, yeah.